Speaking of robins, they are the only bird in the UK, or one of the only birds in the UK, to hold their territories over winter. So in spring and summer, a lot of birds will create their own territories. Like, imagine, okay, so you have five gardens and a blackbird will have one, another blackbird will have another, or like another one will have two. And they have these territories to obviously find a mate, to feed on, to raise their chicks. And it's like their little house. But for some, the thing with birds, it's like they'll have a territory in spring when they're breeding and when they're mating. But then after summer, or during summer, once breeding season ends and autumn and winter begins, they get rid of their territories and they become a bit more like egalitarian and a bit more communist. And they normally just all feed together, you know, the blue tits and the great tits and the coal tits, they'll all flock together and feed together as like a little communist bird society. But then when it becomes breeding season, when mating's involved, when spreading their genes to the next generations involved, they become super capitalist and super, I guess, like libertarian, zero sum. It literally is. It's so interesting. I never thought of it like that. Yeah, they become super libertarian and they have their territory, they have their land, and they like fight each other to the death and like sing. That's why the birds sing in spring more, because they're defending their territory and they're trying to attract mates, and they're just more cutthroat with each other. But for some reason, red-breasted robins, they keep their territories in winter, which means they sing in winter as well. It's crazy. It's really cool, because if robins didn't keep their territory in winter in the UK, we would have very few birds singing. The robin's singing right now. Oh, it stopped now. It's singing in that tree. But yeah, for some reason, robins are just super aggressive, super territorial, and they'll keep their winter territories, which means they sing in winter, but their song's slightly different in winter. It's a bit more simple because obviously they have less energy, they have less food, they don't want to spend too many calories singing versus spring, where it's more high stake because they're trying to spread their genes to the next generation. But yeah, when it's winter, you'll notice there'll be one bird singing and it'll be robins. So thank you very much, robins, for singing in winter, because it makes it a bit more bearable. You know, I always miss it when it's winter and it's cold and there's like no birds singing, but luckily we have robins to keep us going, you know. And I think the robins are gaining their winter territories right now, although tawny owls also have winter territories, because they start breeding season in January, so like super early. I think they have their chicks in like late February, March. So they start finding mates and setting out their territory in January. But obviously we don't hear it as much because we're normally asleep when they're singing. So yeah, bit of bird wisdom for you there. But I think the robins are starting to claim their winter territories. But in general, like August is like dead for bird watching and dead for nature. You know, breeding season ended. Most of the birds have migrated away. Most of the mammals have raised their young. So especially in woodlands, like the woodlands are empty compared to what they are in May. You get way less birds singing, way less birds, way less action. So yeah, it's actually, you'd think in summer, like all the birds are singing, but in late summer, it's dead. It's actually better in autumn and winter when all the birds are flocking together and finding food together. So yeah, it's just weird how in winter, the birds are super like communist and egalitarian. They'll find food and forage for food together. And then once it becomes breeding season, and once it becomes, you know, time to mate, they become super like libertarian and super capitalist and like zero sum and territorial. Super interesting.